Lights, camera, action. This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another Thursday edition of Cinema Chat. You look forward to it every week. I am Matt Hobson, hosting as always. And with me, as always, is my fantastic co-host. She is from the Michigan State Theaters. It's her job to promote it as well. Tara Callaghan, welcome back to the WEMU studios.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
We're always happy to be here. We kind of missed you last week. I mean, glad to do over the phone, but you know, I love having you here in the studio.
Yeah, in real life is always better, just like going to the movies.
It's almost like magic, isn't it?
It is.
Practical magic?
Magic.
She caught me. Yes, Practical Magic 2 is opening up at the State, as I understand.
Yes, so this is something very, millennials everywhere are going to be quite excited about this, but the witches are back 30 years after the original cult favorite. We have Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, Sally, and Gillian Owens. So this time the Owens family has to confront another curse, but this is a family dark curse threatening a new generation of witches. I'm pretty excited to see how they're going to do some callbacks from the first film and then, you know, tune it in to be what Practical Magic 2 will be for us now.
And see what the new generation, how they'll respond to that
exactly.
As well. We're seeing a lot of these legacy sequels these days, but this one's been in the work for quite a while, and maybe they just had to wait for it's like, okay, maybe we'll have some older ones to carry on the next time. So
I wonder if it's Devil Wears Prada 2. They wanted to see how that was going to do.
Probably, and yeah, that
like,
makes
okay,
sense.
People want this.
Okay, and on top of that, coming up this weekend at the State is a particular film that got some gold at the Sundance Film Festival called Filipiniana.
Yes, so it has a Wes Anderson kind of feel, very hyper-stylized. It follows a 17-year-old girl, who's Isabel, who works as a tea girl at an exclusive golf course in the Philippines. Its manicured greens are going to reveal a very larger world of class, privilege, and power to her. Interesting, though. I'm really excited about this film because of that kind of similar style to Wes Anderson,
right.
But definitely putting it on, in its own lens.
Almost like, you know, really like the characters in Wes Anderson films and also like, you know, kind of what he puts in the background, that kind of defines his style. But you know, you're saying this is a little bit more, you know, a little bit more of an edge to it.
A little more of an edge. I think a grittier, it's that stylized color, almost those seemingly simplistic shots, that kind of sequencing of shots. I'm pretty excited to see how they're going to turn it on its head a little bit.
That sounds good. And you got some special screenings coming up. Again, this is the first day of the new anti-fascist film series you have at the Michigan Theater with Confessions of a Nazi Spy.
Yeah, so this comes out of 1939, so it's Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. This is at the Michigan Theater. This stars an FBI agent investigating Nazi espionage network that's working and operating in the United States. This released months before World War II began, and it's the first explicitly anti-Nazi film from a major Hollywood studio. It even sparked a lot of controversy,
yeah,
threats,
really,
and
were,
violence.
They were afraid to touch that for quite a while.
Definitely. So we are showing it at the Michigan Theater.
Okay. And maybe a preview of what else may be coming in the film series? Or are you still kind of working on that?
We're still adding some titles right now because distribution. We have to get them approved. But yes, but we are going to have the full series up on our website.
I do have a few
soon.
Predictions, but maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, next week we definitely will.
Yep. And let's see. The late night classics. Here's one I know you're particularly excited of. It stars Sandy Samberg as a self-proclaimed stuntman in Hot Rod.
Cool beans. Yes. This follows our fun series. So the Lonely Island even shouted this out on social media, which we thought was really cool.
Cool.
But Andy Samberg is a stuntman, Rob Kimball. He's doing a big stunt to raise money for his stepfather, who basically he's wanting to beat in hand-to-hand combat. That's the only reason he wants his stepfather to be well again. It stars Isla Fisher, Bill Hader, Danny McBride. It is absolutely hilarious. One of the most quotable films. And it's part of our kind of Lonely Island nod to their Quaid Army series.
Right, you started that.
Following Total Recall, yes.
Sounds good. This is Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm your host, Matt Hobson, with my co-host, Tara Callaghan. And you got something special on Saturday featuring a gentleman named Frank Uhle, who's actually appeared on WEMU back during our previous one of our previous features called Creative Impact. Deb Pollock spoke with him a few years ago about his book, and now he's coming to the Michigan with something special.
Yeah, so he is a projectionist. He's also over at WEMU.
And he's a cool guy.
Or U of M, WEMU. Here I am at WEMU. He's a fantastic man. Also very fascinating. But he has curated this awesome trip into classic drive-in cinema. We have a full evening of rare 35mm prints. It's going to also have, you know, edited together trailers. Super secret, super exclusive, only seen at the Michigan Theater. And you will not know necessarily what the film is until you get there. So it's think 60s sci-fi, 70s R-rated gems, definitely going to be a must-see and super limited, so hopefully the first in the series.
Yeah, 60s and 70s, maybe a few predictions across the hallway, but You maybe just have to stop by and see what it is. And by the way, for you younger folks, drive-ins is where they actually drove to the car, parked in somewhere, and watched the movie. Because I know that's, you know, probably not even a thing. And really, most of the state, there's like, what, two or three left in around here?
I think there are only a couple left. It just brings back that whole kind of surprise screening, too. So we're trying to bring a little vintage nostalgia into our theater. This will be in the screening room at the Michigan.
Who doesn't love nostalgia?
I know. Who doesn't love 35 millimeter?
Yeah. And who wants to live? Yeah, hey, if you want to relive some of your favorite TV shows, you got the next two episodes of Twin Peaks coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. So season one was received so well by everyone, but we are taking everyone to
received
a trip.
Or confused?
I think both.
Okay.
And a lot of people are rewatching it, too.
So there you go.
Seeing it on the big screen is something definitely to see, but also to hear. It feels very immersive when you see it on the big screen. We have Twin Peaks Season 2, Episodes 2 and 3, this Sunday, September 13th at 7 p.m. You can also buy a pass if you've gone before and want to see the entire season. You can buy a pass at a discounted rate. But we're going to go and see the man behind the glass. We have Donna in here. I mean, it's iconic Agent Cooper. If also you've never seen Twin Peaks, come see it on the big screen.
There you go. That's a new form of binge watching that the Michigan Theater is inventing. Binge watching on the biggest screen possible.
Exactly.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
And coming up on Wednesday, you're going to have something special shown thanks to the University of Michigan's Health Department. You're going to be showing the film from Steven Soderbergh called Contagion, which is, again, another one of those prescient movies that in recent memory.
Yeah, so this, I mean, it's an eerie thriller. It's following a rapid spread of a deadly virus. The scientists, public health officials, I mean, this is a global pandemic. Fantastic cast as well. We have Matt Damon, who is just, I mean, lighting up the screens right now. Kate Winslet, Lawrence Fishburne, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow. And this will also have an introduction and post-film discussion. And we're going to talk about real-world pandemic response and in times of public crisis. So we're showing a really awesome film, but also how it eerily has some, correlations to today.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to present some questions because, you know, in a way we kind of already lived that.
Yes. So
was a very difficult time for Cinema Chat, too, and, you know, not a lot going on in theaters and everything was over the phone and we just had to adapt. But
since we've lived it, what a better time to talk about it.
That's true. And then, again, hopefully don't have to go through that again.
Please, no.
And, how do you like them apples? You're going to be showing a classic film that puts Matt Damon and Ben Affleck both on the map of Hollywood.
How do you like them apples? But definitely, so this is Good Will Hunting on Wednesday, September 16th, 6 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. Matt Damon stars as Will Hunting, who's brilliant, troubled young man working as a janitor at MIT, who then becomes a mathematical genius, and discovered by a professor. So Robin Williams helps him along the way to discover himself, but also help him confront his past and figure out what he wants with his future. This also stars Ben Affleck and Minnie Driver. We're also doing a dinner and a movie combination at The Graduate. There are only a couple seats left. I hope there's a couple seats left at this. So this is a dinner and a movie experience as well.
So what are you serving? Apple pie, apple martinis, that sort of thing?
This is going to have how do you like dem apples. The entire menu is themed by The Graduate in downtown Ann Arbor. We're super happy to partner with them for this one.
And of course, if you want to see a brilliant performance from Robin Williams, this is the film. He won the Oscar for this. And of course, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, they walked away as Oscar-winning writers for the first time in their career. And they've, it's just been an amazing ride ever since. And you've got a whole lot continuing at the Michigan Theater and State Theaters. You're still playing American Doctor. How's the response been this one? This has been quite a very heartwarming, very important film the way I see it.
Very important film. I've seen people coming out of the theaters crying. I've seen them holding on to each other as well. I haven't had the opportunity to see it just yet, but this does follow three American physicians who have an experience working in medicine during a humanitarian crisis. So this is a very poignant
documentary. And they're from all sides of the Gaza conflict.
Exactly.
Israeli, Palestinian, all working together.
And Zoroastrian, yes.
Yes.
So it, just to see the response of people coming out of these sold-out packed screenings, definitely come see this one. This is at the Michigan as well.
Yeah, just reminders like, no matter where you come from, and if you're a doctor, you got to remember your oath.
Exactly.
And do the job and save lives.
Right.
And you're also still playing the South Korean, pretty much one of those high concept movies you described a while back, Hope.
Yes.
Which is still playing at the State Theater.
This is still playing at the State Theater. It's science fiction thriller. It is definitely one to see. I had the opportunity to finally watch it. No spoilers on Cinema Chat, though.
Well, based on the tone of your voice, I'd say it's a glowing review.
I'd say it is.
Okay.
Definitely got to go see this. And it's not really playing at many theaters, too.
Okay, well, there's the opportunity to see it. See it at the State. And also at the State, you're still enjoying the Anthony Bourdain biopic Tony, and I'm sure that's getting quite a good response as well.
It is, and I do find it interesting, the more interviews that I've seen, people say, oh, Tony would have hated this. But it truly shows a really a very accurate depiction of what the life was like in Anthony Bourdain through adolescence, up through, you know, the end of his career. Definitely a must-see.
And I got to wonder what the response is on Teenage Sex and Death in Camp Miazza. Not because I just like saying the title, but I just want to hear what the response is on this is, too.
The response is, it's a hilarious romp. It is definitely turning a Final Girl motif on its head in a different kind of way. I love Gillian Anderson. I think I've said that every single time that
we
mentioned
this. Like I
said,
I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, is that Gillian Anderson or is this some alien individual is like taking her form? Or is she just that good?
She is just that good. And she's witty, funny, sexy, everything that you want her to be.
Well, sounds fantastic. Well, Tara, thanks a lot for stopping as always. We will see you again next week to talk all things movies.
See you next week.
You too. For Tara Callaghan, I am Matt Hobson right here with your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. Thank you for tuning into Cinema Chat. See you at the movies and cut.